your heart knows it, it's over. Your head can be like, ah, your head will drive you nuts. And you can even get to a place where you quiet your head down. But if you know, but your heart, if it's in your heart, you can just go and go on with your life because it's going to happen. Even if you wanted to stop it from happening, you can't because your heart is already happening. Moses took this operation and changed the destiny of a nation. But we can see here from Scripture that he cultivated this on an individual level because he said, show me your way that I may know you, that I may become progressively more deeply and intimately acquainted with you, perceiving that you have to perceive and recognize it and understand it more strongly and clearly, that I may find favor in your sight. And Lord, do consider that this nation is your people. That's what God is wanting now. Wanting people to come up that's cultivated this and begin to, as I can say in my turn, will and deal on his behalf. I'm going to be the negotiator. I'm going to be the mediator between this nation in the judgment of God. I'm going to, you know, cultivate this. I'm just like, God, you're not going to do this. Or God, you're going to do this. Not that God is the problem. Don't get me wrong. He's not the problem. But he got to have somebody that's bold enough to declare and decree and be bold in it. And so he'll do it. Because people are too timid. You can't do nothing for God, especially these kind of things, being timid. But see, when you become so deeply and intimately acquainted with him, it makes you bold. It makes you so tender, but it makes you like God. So tender, but yet, oh my gosh, like lightning and thunder, you know, so powerful. But God's so tender. And the Lord said to Moses, wait a minute, what? My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest? Moses said, look. God said, look, look, as long as you're in this face-to-face place with me, you're going to keep moving toward me. I'm going to give you answers. You're going to always have the answer in spite of the opposition. This is what he's saying. Not just saying, who are Moses basking in that presence as we know presence? This is not what he's saying. He says, as long as you talk to me face to face. As long as you do that, then I can use you. You can just get at rest at this plan. I know the plan is magnanimous, but because you have cultivated a face-to-face relationship with me and you know how to perceive and recognize and you want to know my ways, you can rest in that the plan is going to happen. That's what he means by my presence will go with you. And Moses said, look at Moses' response. Moses said to the Lord, if your presence does not go with me, do not carry us, look at that. Do not carry us up from this place. In other words, Moses is saying, look, I see it now. I have the revelation. Your word has become a voice in me now. And so now I'm so intertwined with you. If you don't go, I don't go. I don't go, you don't go. Amen. Position. For by what shall it be known that I and your people have found favor in your sight? Is it not in your going with us so that we are distinguished? And I and your people from all the other upon the face of the earth. Oh, my. Look at this. People, we are supposed to be distinguished. We're supposed to walk in the place. That's a aura about us. There's this presence on us. There's this people know that there's something happening with some, what they call something unseen. And Moses so cultivated this place in God that it gave him leverage. It gave him this position that God talks about in, the Bible talks about in Zechariah 3:7. If you will walk in my ways and keep my charge, then I will give you charge of my courts. In other words, you call the shots, just like he did over here when God said, look, I'm going to go destroy these people. And Moses said, no, you're not. Why? How are you going to do that? And now these people are going to say, you're not who you say you are. You know, you done brag and told these people that you done brought us out, and now you're going to go destroy us? No, because, see, he's having charge of the courts. Moses are calling the shots. Do you understand that Pharaoh went to Moses and Moses went to God? Because guess what? Moses' assignment was those people. And so he had cultivated this place in God. He said, all right, now look, the hail and the thundering and the storm needs to stop. And it stopped and it ceased because he's operating such authority now. God has delegated. Now, don't get me wrong, the delegation was already there, but now, if you got the authority and don't use it, what good is it?
That's right. Amen.
But see, because here's the thing, remember, I guess, I want to look this up in John 7 real quick, and then I'm going to have to go. What did I say, go? Thank you, because I'm at 17 and it's not looking right. No, that's not it either. John 15. I'm sorry. I was thinking about John 15, 7. Okay. All right. Slow down, mind. Slow down. Okay. Okay, so now we're talking about in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Now, remember I told you earlier how I used to get so frustrated? First, I got angry about that scripture. I didn't like it at all. Read the King James Version, somebody. John 15:7. Not the New King James, but the King James.
If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you.
Now, you know, that just used to aggravate me to no end, as your husband would say. It just aggravating. And I was like, oh, and so I got where I would skip it. I wouldn't read it. Because how is that going to be? But I got over it. And now, since I've found this translation here, listen to this. Because I'm telling you, this is the picture. This is what God meant by this verse. John 15:7 in the Mirror Bible, Mirror Translation. My words find voice in you. With your abiding in me. See, that's what happened with Moses. Moses got abiding with God, and those words would come, and those words was abiding in him. Listen, with your abiding in me and my words abiding in you, a conversation is inspired. That's how you have these conversations with God. That's how a conversation is inspired. Well, you will request that which arises in your desire. See, really, the request is coming from God. Because you're operating in this place, and then the Word will find a voice in you. So that's the difference in you knowing if God told you to go down the straight street or not. And a lot of people come and say God told them to go to straight street, and he didn't tell them to go to straight street because they tried to go to straight street before they did this. But if you'll cultivate this, you don't have to come ask me or Pastor George or Terry, I don't know if it's me or if it's God. Well, you'll know, because the same God that speaks to you and says, you know, I'm your abundant conversation, the same God is going to say go down the straight street. Or go down to US 231 South and buy a mobile home, or rent a mobile home lot. That's what he told me to do. And I know what I did? I went north, because the 231 South was all trees. You didn't even know there was a lot there. And so, but no, you know, I got in my head. I went north on US 231 and found a trailer park, and I told God there ain't no way I'm going to live in it. You talking about trailer trash? That was the true picture of trailer trash, the way it looked on the outside. And so I was like, and the Lord said to me, so I was driving back and I was all sad. He said, I didn't tell you, I told you, I told you 231 South. I said, but God, there's no mobile home park on 231 South. As if God does not, wait a minute, is he not omniscient or what, you know? True enough, I turned on that little road and there was this little turn. And when you turn in there, it says Hidden Valley, I think it was Hidden Valley, some mobile home park on 231 South. And there it was. But I knew I heard him, but you know, head went north, heard south. But thank God I had been cultivating the word because I was, you know, I was first born again. I didn't have nobody to talk me out of it, to be radical. And you know the story. I don't have time to finish. I'll finish it next week if y'all remind me. But what I'm saying is he'll tell you to go to Straight Street and you can count on it. Mm-hmm. He'll tell you to go to US 231 South because there's a mobile home park there and it'll be one there. Mm-hmm. But it's here. My words find voice in you. His words found voice in Moses in that place. And Moses knew what to say to change the destiny of a nation. With your abiding in me and my words abiding in you, a conversation, this turned me on, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. This here is, now I get John 7. Because this is exactly what's happened. This is a picture of prayer answer guaranteed every time. This right here. Because in that place, a conversation is inspired where you will request that which arises in your desire from our union, and it shall come to pass for you. That's the true picture of prayer. That's it, because I got to go. So do you want to pray with them? Who was leading prayer when I walked in? Stephanie? It's up to you guys. You can take this and go home and say love, or y'all can do something. But I got to go because I got an appointment. And we'll pick up here next week. Is this helping y'all?
Yeah.
All right. Don't y'all look, say something. Somebody sing something.
Don't look at me, I ain't got nothing.
For those who do want to write it down, it's better to email this, but it's emic.org/living-room-audio-recordings/. And we're still going to put down the city for those.
Living room recordings.
Not passwords. You just go
put
there.
Hyphens in between
and
end it with
there,
a slash.
You just see the date and time. And now this is a raw recording. So that means if Scott presses record at 9:42 and we start at 10, you'll have to forward until the service actually begins. So this is raw unedited, which, you know, but they're making it instantly available to us, which is a blessing.
Give it to us. address again, Tracy?
Yes, ma'am.
Floor.
EMIC.org /, that's a diagonal slash, living hyphen room hyphen audio. Audio is AUDIO hyphen recordings with an S, recordings, and then a /. No, this is a page. You'll see, if you, when you go to that page, you'll see recording after recording after recording. They've got all the way back
after
through
what?
February on there.
Hyphen is a dash.
And it's not just Friday prayer, it's other things.
It's the high one, not the underscore. Yeah.
So you have to look like our audio.
One of the ones that's on there all the time is Ladies Bible Study.
Yeah, Ladies Bible Study. No password.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for this day. We thank you, Lord God, for the word. We thank you for the interaction with your word this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, as a people, we receive this word into our lives. We receive it into our hearts in the name of Jesus. We receive this word as part of the equipping for our assignment in this place. Our assignment as prayers in the name of Jesus. We receive this word and we are thankful for this time. Thank you, Lord, for this time. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your kindness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, so God. This is an expression of your kindness and your mercy to us, to show us that place, for us to abide and to walk in that place. And so we thank you, Lord God, for the results that shall come out of this place, for the expression of your life that shall be made manifest from this place. We pray right now for Sister Iva in the name of Jesus. And we ask of you, Lord God, to fill her up with your spirit. Fill her up in the name of Jesus to overflowing. Overflowing abundance of your utterance being made manifest in our ministry, in our life, in our bodies, in the name of Jesus. Yes, even in our son, Aaron, in the name of Jesus. Manifestation of the fruitfulness of abiding in your house. Oh, Father, we thank you. We give you glory, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the leadership in these ministries. For you say, oh God, we should pray for those that are in position of authority, that we might lead a peaceable and quiet life in all godliness and in honesty. And so we lift them up before you in the name of Jesus. That this place, oh God, this place that we are exploring, this place that you are opening up to us, oh God. Father, we declare as prayers this morning that this place is made open, wide open in the name of Jesus for Brother Copeland and Sister Gloria, for Pastor George and Pastor Terry, for all of the leadership people in this ministry in Eagle Mountain International Church in the name of Jesus. Yes, we thank you, Lord, for this place, oh God, that you have even made available. And we pray this place, oh God. We ask, oh God, for the manifestation and the increase of this place. Yes, for our president in the name of Jesus, for President Trump and Vice President Pence and all those, oh God, that are in position, political positions in this nation in the name of Jesus. We receive this place. And we thank you for this place. We will walk in this place. We will rejoice in this place. We will dwell in this place. We will have great fun, great victories in this place in the name of Jesus. We receive it and we say to you be praise and glory in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Thank you for coming to Friday prayer. See you next week.